Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Chamishi, 21st day of the month of Kislev here in the United States. And already, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the 22nd day of Kislev in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Gvili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Additionally, amongst all Chalei Yisrael, please keep in mind Befall Yitzchak Aaron, Ben Malka Chana, and all of those in need of a Refuah Shalema may come quickly and painlessly. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Roy Feldman of Congregation Kehillah Yeshurun, KJ, in Manhattan, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Feldman's remark, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, and finally we will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, during which Rabbi Feldman will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us here on the call can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you so much, Naftali, for the introduction and for keeping this daily chizuk call going. And thank you to the OU for all of your leadership of the Jewish people, especially here in America. Everybody makes mistakes. We, in general, talk about our avot and imahot in the most venerable way. We venerate them and honor them greatly. But Parashat Vayeshev, quick skim of it, reveals what seems like a series of mistakes, one after the other. Starting with Yaakov, who we are told loved Yosef more than he loved his other sons, going so far as making him a special multicolored garment, which highlighted that he was more beloved or even better than the others. It's almost the most elementary rule in parenting, not to give preferential treatment to one child. And Chazal, our sages, said the same thing in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. Amar Rav, Le'olam al yeshane adam bno bein habanim. Rav said, a person should never distinguish one of his sons from among the other sons by giving him preferential treatment. Because, Rav continues, as a result of that striped coat, mitkan ubo echav, his brothers became jealous of him. Venitgalgel hadavar, v'yardu avoteinu lemitzrayim. And the matter unfolded, and our forefathers descended to Egypt. We ended up in Egypt, says the Gemara, says Rav, because of that preferential treatment that Yaakov gave Yosef. Mistakes continue. Yosef himself not only dreamt these very elaborate dreams about himself and the way his brothers and family related to him, but he couldn't keep them to himself. He told his family all about them. Not the right move from a people perspective. And the Midrash relays that Yosef fabricated all sorts of stories about his brothers to make them look bad to Yaakov. And the brothers react with yet another mistake, selling Yosef into slavery. You could argue, and the Abarbanel makes this very comment, that it's this series of mistakes that got Bnei Israel into Egypt in the first place, and led to hundreds of years of slavery. But I think our parsha offers a counterpoint to all of this mistake-making. Yehuda, too, made a great mistake with his daughter-in-law, Tamar. In summary, he mistook Tamar for a prostitute, and when he discovered she was pregnant, sentenced her to death. Yehuda could have given all sorts of excuses and let them carry out that sentence. But Yehuda redeemed himself entirely with two words. When he recognized the terrible mistakes he had made, he proclaimed, Tzadka mimeni. She, Tamar, is more righteous than I. In the face of public humiliation, Yehuda stepped onto the moral high ground. He faced the people there and admitted his misdeeds. It's important to admit to ourselves where we've been right and where we've been wrong. Dostoevsky put it best in The Brothers Karamazov. The man who lies to himself and listens to his own lie comes to a point that he cannot distinguish the truth within him or around him, and so loses all respect for himself and for others. More popularly, George Costanza in Seinfeld says, it's not a lie if you believe it, trying to show how well he can lie about himself to others. Yehuda's name, it turns out, has two meanings. When she named him, his mother said, Hapam ode et Hashem, now I thank God. Yehuda meaning showing gratitude. But lehodot, that same verb, also means to admit, to concede something. And Yehuda did it here. This instance of admitting a mistake prepared him for what will transpire later, for stepping up, leading the brothers, and taking responsibility for Binyamin. And it was this quality which made Yehuda great, and why, ultimately, Lo yasul shevet miYehuda, the leadership of Israel will eternally come from the tribe of Yehuda. Crucial to our success and our thriving is the capacity to own up to our wrongs, to recognize mistakes we've made, admit them, and try to make things better. Yes, everyone makes mistakes, but the test of our character is what we do with them. I will now recite a series of Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai beYom Tzara, yesagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha, ve'olatecha yedashne sela. Iten lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzatecha yemale. Neranena bishuatecha, u'vshem Eloheinu nidgol, imale Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yada'ati, yoshia Adonai meshicho, ya'aneihu mishmei kodsho, bigvurot yesha yemino. Eilev arechev, ve'eilev asusim. ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. הם הקראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קוראינו. תהילים קכ"א 121. שיר למעלות. אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מאם אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. תהילים קופלמד, סאם 130. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני. אדוני שמעה וקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. עם אבונות תשמור יח, אדוני מי יעמוד. עמך סליחה, למען תברא. הביתי אדוני, כבתה נפשי ולדברו הוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדות. והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשעבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. For our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Let us say, Amen. A prayer for the IDF. May they continue to protect our people and our land successfully. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, הוא יברך את חיילי צבא ההגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו, מן הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויאתרם בכתר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון. ויקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. A prayer for those who may be ill. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפאותם, להחזיקם ולהחיותם, וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם, בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thanks so much, Rabbi Salman. Rabbi, great to have you on. I look forward to having you back on. Please God, in your Tashem, in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, first day of Hanukkah. Each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Shin nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day, Shabbos and Hanukkah. Looking forward to being back together on Monday.